Good evening, everyone, and welcome to ET Healing and Explorations in Consciousness. This is Jackie Salvitti and my fabulous co-host, Veronica Entwistle. Hi, Ronnie.
Hi, Jackie. Hi, everybody. What a great night.
Yes, it is. we're sorry. We always have our inside jokes, so I apologize for that. We were doing lovelorn conversation, you know, prior to the opening of the show.
But isn't that some of the most interesting stuff in the world is lovelorn conversation?
Oh, Lordy. Yes, and it's that's why I never watched soap operas. I didn't need one. Tonight's topic, change, confusion, resistance, and anger. They're showing up as we begin to embody the divine masculine and divine feminine as we watch that patriarchal, and by the way, patriarchal masculine breaking down. Please remember, everyone, I used to be able to spell very, very well, but when I do the titles for these shows, I put them on my show notes, and I just sit there and laugh uproariously as I look at the way I've spelled everything, because I immediately go into channel when I start to write the show what the title's going to be. And if the team doesn't like it, they'll make it disappear. Unfortunately, they don't correct my spelling. So anyway, I'm laughing because I misspelled patriarchal and a couple of other things. As we watch the patriarchal masculine breaking down, so tonight we're going to do some talking, and there'll be some channeling from the team, some healing, and hopefully some wonderful changes for everybody. show dedication to the creation of systems that truly support all human needs for food, housing, and medical care on the planet. I mean, I really see it. Ronnie and I were talking earlier about, you know, pushing against things and so on, and you know, what we really do need as things are breaking down are wonderful systems being created to make certain that every human on Earth has food and housing and medical care. I would say those are three major issues, not only for our country, but for the entire world.
Yes.
So.
And it's possible, very possible.
It absolutely is possible, and it's something that would be wonderful even in your morning meditations, everyone, just to, you know, send some energy to that. And to the creation of that, this is where we're dreaming the dreamers awake. There are ways to do this, and we know it. We've got some wonderful letters that really relate to the title for tonight's show. Actually, it was going to be Change, 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 and I have everything written up and all of the channelings in there, and the team decided they didn't like it, so it just disappeared. So, and since I've been dealing with some of this stuff myself, I thought it was very appropriate. We have a couple of letters from people that I thought were just so powerful, and I really want to share those tonight. And the first one, as she was writing this, it kind of jumps back and forth, and I'm going to, when we get into the capital letters, I'll actually call them out as caps, and this is kind of an internal dialogue going on inside of her. This is really a fascinating, as all of you are evolving and opening and facing the old, you know, patriarchal archetype within your relationships and so on. It's really interesting. Okay, this first one is, rattling my cage. Why am I still sitting in a cage, and how did the cage get there? I do not hear the overture anymore, nor do I remember the melody. When I was hearing the overture, I do remember that it was a haunting, bittersweet melody calling out. But to who and why? I was unsure of. I hummed the melody to my son. He said, Mom, that is Mozart. Perhaps it was Mozart quietly tapping into the sacred sound of the divine. I am coming undone. I miss having a close friend, one that understands me and supports me. When I was in the temple, that support was there. We understood what we were here to do, and we worked together to accomplish that. Each one being an important part of the whole. Respect, love, and total utter focus, support, and more support. I would love to have that support from my husband. He is supportive in the physical world, and I know that he loves me, but he remembers not of the other world. Not only is he not supportive, he fights me on it over and over and over again. I am so very tired. If he is there to rattle my cage so much that I come out, it is working. So in a strange way, I am grateful to him. I just wonder how it will look when I step out, because nothing will ever be the same again. Once I step out, I will not be hiding myself anymore, not from anyone. And what he thought was strange and unsure of is just the tip of the iceberg. I even wonder how I will look to myself. I do not need him to walk the same path, but I did want him to be able to be at peace with what I do. I wonder where my false beliefs are coming from and why I have created a lack of outer spiritual support in the physical form. But then again, the lack of spiritual support is not from the women I know. With the exception of my son, it has been from the men. In one way or another, be it past lives or this present life, they have been in my face. Some through manipulation, control, fear, and hatred towards the power that the feminine has. In the temples, it was the women that I remember working with together. There were those men who killed us and the men who carried the divine masculine and the divine feminine. They killed Osiris and they killed Yeshua. In my memory, it has been those dark men who wanted to lead, and lead they did. The followers of those leaders slowly lost themselves, and those that did not follow died. Those men of the patriarch, the priest, the men of the dark magic of politics, those that would do anything to control the feminine and take down whatever stood in their way, including Mother Earth and all she loved, killing, raping, degrading, molesting, the stripping away of self-worth and of the divine feminine. Whatever happened to the divine masculine? Eckhart Tolle says that the ego took over the masculine because it was weaker than the feminine. And if the ego could take over the masculine, then it could dominate the world. Is the patriarch one of the many faces of the negative ego? Is my belief about the patriarchal masculine so deep that I locked myself in a cage to protect myself? Or did the patriarch lock the feminine in, trapping us, leaving us to walk in a life of hell, lifetime after lifetime, in the programmed subconscious belief of this patriarchal energy? It is no wonder we have hit such resistance. Even those heroic men who came to save us on their white horses reinforced the patriarch by believing we needed saving. Maybe we really did. Perhaps somewhere deep inside my husband is trying to protect me, remembering what happened on a cellular level to women who resisted the patriarch. And then again, maybe it is the ancient fear and remembering of what the wrath of the feminine is really capable of. I'm aware that I have this belief that the human masculine can be brutal, but it is feminine that can be equally as vicious, so much so that she knows she could annihilate everything in her path. But she won't, because her heart is also filled with love. She is greatly conflicted, so she cries quietly inside, sitting in her cage, releasing a little at a time, so she does not hurt anyone. For it is her own rage that she fears the most, and he keeps poking and poking at her. For what purpose? Her thoughts in her home are cluttered. Her wisdom has been gnawed at by the rats in the garage, and her spirit is tired of the disturbing energies in the house, who too keep poking at her just to remind her they are still there. The ant infestation and the black spiders bother her, and she does not want to hurt them, so she continues to put them outside. It is no wonder her sweetest of cats has seizures. The energies are too harsh, and her other wonderful cat cries every morning in distress, for the music is not his. Her terrified daughter is terrified of her own room and uncomfortable in her home, as her child too was terrified of a different monster in her room and never felt she had a home. She did not feel safe, and there was no support. She could not be herself in her house. She can't be herself in the cage, because it never was hers in the first place. Capital letters, it never was hers in the first place. She does not belong there. She never did. The energies do not fit. It is time to leave. Capital letters again, you are not who you were told you are. You forgot who you were in the house of shadows and lies. It is time to leave. It is time to leave this cage. Lowercase. One way or another, it is time to find your way home, back to yourself. For we are all in pain, both the feminine and the masculine. We have all suffered and then lied, been lied to at the hands of the patriarch. It is that divine wholeness we miss. There is no true support without the other. To separate one from the other is to cut off oneself from the divine. So with love, take the hand of the divine masculine, so that the divine feminine within may weave her beautiful, powerful music together with the divine masculine, and the divine masculine may bring it forth for the true God and goddess to dance to. The cage to the door of the patriarch has been broken open. Question is, has she healed enough and can she forgive? Will she leave with grace and dignity, or will she blow all four walls, ceiling and floor to kingdom come? I wonder where that saying originates, kingdom come. Kingdoms. We're certainly not made for queens. Again, remember who you are. I just thought that that was absolutely amazing. Any comments, Veronica?
No, it really takes you through it, doesn't it?
And I don't want to use names tonight, although I normally like to give credit. But, well, I guess I can. Well, no, probably not. There's some personal references in there. This is a brilliant piece, and I think it is the struggle, and I think it really also refers to the fear, I think, that a lot of women have of touching their anger and touching that their real power, how powerful they can be, and the power to annihilate. You know, we live here by the temple of Sekhmet, and for any of you who have ever worked with the energy of Sekhmet, she is the annihilator and the destroyer. So, if you don't believe it, just ask me. And she was often used as the goddess of war, and I mean, she's known as the goddess of 10,000 or 7,500 names, 10,000, it depends on what you read. She is the lion-faced goddess, the one always holding the ankh, sitting with the ankh pointed out off her lap. And but it is that aspect of us, I think, that is at this point, and it is being kind of poked and prodded from a lot of directions around the patriarchal masculine, whether we're dealing with it in our personal lives on any level, at any level, or dealing with it, you know, in the business world, corporations, politics, financial institutions, et cetera, we're certainly seeing it. But I felt that this was such a haunting piece that I really wanted to share it tonight.
Haunting is really it, isn't it? It takes you through all those crevices deep within.
Yes, yes. And I don't know about you, but as I was reading it, I could actually feel it in my body.
Me too. I was very there.
Yes. This is like...
And what's amazing is how interesting it is that as we shift, as the feminine rises and as the consciousness shifts in the species, there's so many very deep and kind of shadowy places that rise. This thing depicts that very well, I think.
Well, you know, there's been an interesting archetype that has developed over the, I'd say probably since the 60s, it started developing. And that became, it didn't really come to, you know, really jump out there until probably the last, I'm very bad with time, probably the last 10 years or so, maybe five. And this became the feminine who wanted to destroy and punish the masculine for everything. And for everything. And I mean, it wanted dominance. And I would say if it was going to be depicted, it would be the woman in high-heeled shoes with her foot on the male, you know, as he laid, you know, prone on the ground. You might even see her in a kind of a dominatrix outfit or something. But At any rate, you know, I think that this is, and I do have a great deal of empathy for the masculine as it is breaking down and seeing it, but it's also breaking down within us, you know, because some of us are, you know, have carried anybody who was out there in the corporate world, you know, had to function. And I know there was a time when, you know, I was doing deals on the Las Vegas Strip and, you know, with the owners of major casinos and so on and so forth, and with Chevron Oil. And, you know, I had to be tough. I had to be tough, you know, and I had to operate. I had to go toe-to-toe with these major patriarchal figures. And I could do it, too. but that is within all of us. I love the haunting part of this because many of us are going to deal with this, especially for those of you that are married and have, if you have lovers or husbands that don't understand, you know, the work that you're involved in or what your beliefs are or so on. I would say probably most of you are not in those kinds of relationships, but a lot are. And it can be a struggle when you're, you know, carrying all this information and knowledge and opening drastically. This particular person that wrote this piece is blowing open, bringing through such huge energy and integrating her higher self in, and this incredible power. And it's been an interesting evolution to watch her. I have another great letter. And this came out of a session with the team. So, anyway, they asked her to write this for the show. I was asked by the team to pay attention to how I was running my energy. Okay, make sure to get this. Okay, here it is. Sorry. Jackie, as you know, we are all working, on dismantling the old masculine, breaking down of the patriarchal masculine while working on our beliefs. I was asked by the team to pay attention to how I run my energy, how others interact and respond to me, and I was then asked to raise my frequency by calling in the goddess and to trust in the power of the feminine, again paying attention to how others interact and responded to me. It's been so very refreshing and surprising, the outcome. Being the strong woman that I am, I have clashed with a few male co-workers in the male-dominated office I work in, speaking my mind and ideas, but remain professional to get the job done. I.e., we don't stand around the water cooler sharing stories about our personal lives on our breaks. It has been this way for a long time. Calling in the goddess every day and setting my intention to embody the divine feminine, these particular male coworkers have begun to interact with me in a friendly way and engaging in conversation. They're walking up to me as though we've been buddies for years. It's quite amazing to see this new interaction. I love this. While working on my beliefs around love and healing from a painful relationship, one of my sessions uncovered a huge, deeply hidden belief around mother and especially my father that was a huge shift for me. This shift in the past 2 weeks has been producing huge revelations for me. I mean the kind that shift you instantaneously to a whole new perspective, and the old drops away just as fast. It takes your breath away. I had to begin to write my revelations down because I was also finding that an hour later, I only could recall the feeling but not the revelation itself. Now, I'm sure some of you are dealing with this one. I know I do.
I do that, too.
Yes. The revelation was too huge to forget, so I struggled for a while to pull it back as the feeling was fading also. I realized that I need to start taking notes because it was not the first time I noticed short-term memory loss. This one was too huge for me to let wander off in the ethers and forget. I had walked through fire and came out stronger, more confident, and most of all, learned to love myself more. I didn't need to be afraid to love again and to be loved. One of the most delightful revelations that I've had was how much I enjoy and miss the company and friendship of a man. I enjoy being around them, their outlooks, their voices, hanging with them, their bond with one another, their smell and their smiles. They're different and sometimes funny ways of dealing with things. Yes, I had been hurt, and there are still some beliefs that I need to work on, but this feels right and good. So I thought that that was also another, what had happened, again, another very powerful woman, the Scorpion, and or Scorpio, and like myself, and who really believed that she ran a lot of feminine energy, but she was actually, without realizing it, running more masculine. And so the team had asked her to call in the goddess to really bring forward that feminine at work. And I just thought, I love the results of what happened, how the men completely turned around after years of kind of negative interactions. Now, this is powerful. I want to say this. This is powerful stuff. And it's something now that we really need to play with, you know, whether we're male or female, being able to really work with our archetypes, working with the divine feminine, the divine masculine, and calling in God and goddess. And I myself had a very interesting experience this week. Someone was working on me, and actually Veronica saw it as well. And as I'm going through this breakup, it's showing up in my left kidney, which is where all breakups show up for me all through my life since I was very, very young, and or losses. And at any rate, this person was working on me and found a hole in my heart chakra that went way out, body after body after body. And as that was kind of opened up, the whole feminine channel was opened up, and, you know, it was draining from the heart down through the kidney and down through the left side of the bladder where I've had all the problems. And what was interesting is that what was coming out as he opened this up was all of this stuff around the masculine and disappointment, hurt, betrayal. And he said, you know, there's no way you've had this many lifetimes. So you know, at first he thought it was a lot of clients, but I also got from the team that it was also imprints that I had taken on, because so much of the work I knew I was coming in to do was to heal the masculine, the relationship with the masculine, to change the archetype, to work with that patriarchal archetype and breaking it down. And I can tell you, I've had some major discomfort this week, but I know it was right on, because I spent hours and hours just as this stuff was pouring out of me, it was like almost impossible to come near anybody, because I felt like I was so aware of all my bodies going out there and this stuff pouring out. It was really interesting. So, you know, again, the reason I bring this up, because a lot of us came in programmed either through multiple life experiences and or, you know, reaffirmed in this lifetime with an very extreme experiences where we've had to deal with disappointment, betrayal, etc., with the masculine to really trigger it. Not all of you, please understand that, but a lot of people have. So so many of you that are listening tonight that I know that we work with in individual sessions have had a lot of issues with the masculine. A lot of you have also had a lot of issues with the feminine, and where you've had really brutal mothers. Veronica, certainly you're one. So again, working with the divine feminine, and you know, again, there is this other brutal side of the feminine as we're working and healing our relationship with the goddess, and with our own feminine. So. I just find this, you know, and going back to the title, and that's the reason tonight why they changed it, was confusion, resistance, and anger. And, you know, I'm going to kind of share this a little bit, because I'm going through a very difficult breakup right now with somebody. And, you know, who functions in that old world, in the money world, you know, the global money world. And, travels kind of all over, and yet carries a very soft energy. You know, I think in business he's probably really tough, but you know, from my perspective, the energy is very, very soft, but I can also see where, from his perspective, functioning on the planet has been very difficult. And so he's had to look at different ways to escape. And but it's fascinating to me being around him and recognizing how he is this separate world that he functions in over here. And it's like he lives complete duality. Here I am over here in this total patriarchal, masculine, archetypal world. And then over here, he plays with the dogs and has this very soft, very totally different world. And the struggle I see him having to have gone through in order to function in both worlds. And but also for me, recognizing that I can't be in those worlds anymore. You know, I can't, if that doesn't work for me. It's very interesting. It's not that that I couldn't be around somebody who was in finance or in this or in that, but the struggle that some people, just like the first letter I read, the struggle that some of these people are having as that archetype is breaking down, trying to find out where they function in the world, and some of them may not be able to do it in this lifetime. They may not come to peace with it. Very difficult to see that, though, where you want to be able to sit down and explain it all to someone who absolutely does not have a clue what you're saying. And really isn't receptive to it, so therein lies the problem. The other thing that Ronnie, you and I talked about, I don't know why I wanted to go here, but it was, I know, it was about beliefs and teachings and how these beliefs and teachings, somebody was talking tonight about, during a session about spiritual teachings and how they, you know, there are so many different very prominent teachers out there, and, you know, a lot of the language that they use is kind of, it's very interesting. Instead of being very simple and easy to reach the masses, some of it is kind of, you know, flowery and so on and so on, but very specific to the group that they're teaching and so on. And it was an interesting discussion, and Veronica and I kind of got into different teachers and different people that are presenting information and whether the information was real or not. And Veronica, I don't know how much of this you want to share on the air.
I probably don't want to drop names, but it's...
No, probably not. but Veronica was planning on going to hear somebody that, you know, we got into this whole discussion about the validity of different information. And, I, you know, again, as the archetypes are breaking down, everything is subjective. We're really functioning in an illusion. What we believe and what resonates for our individual soul is our truth.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and it doesn't matter who says what. I mean, literally, you know, you can listen to, any of you listening to us tonight, you know, because we say it doesn't mean it's absolutely so and true. Any great teacher out there will say that.
Well, you know, what's interesting is the big long poem at the beginning, and well, actually all, both the letter and the poem, really are very almost visual, showing how our defenses come up, going through the patriarchy or the feminine defenses and so on. And I realized that so many times our perceptions of what is not truthful or our ability to assess truth and really feel the truth is kind of skewed by our defensive reaction deep down, isn't it?
That's a great statement, Veronica. Yes, thank you. You're absolutely right. And I think intuitively also going into, and we talked about this as well, going into certain venues, all right, where our defenses come up because, not because of the material necessarily, but because of the groups involved, where there is this kind of in-group and out-group and, you know, who's been around the longest, it becomes almost kind of a religion, mm-hmm. You know, where you're going, you know.
I'm manifesting better than you are.
Yeah, that kind of thing. And, mm-hmm. You know, where it's really about the material. It's not about who's, you know, it doesn't matter who the it's the material.
And it's
know.
About that inner digestion, too, you know, mind and spirit digesting the material and then the radiance that comes out. So this, it's really a self-centering reality, isn't it? You know?
It is. And, you know, when you get the extremists, and which is one that we were talking about earlier tonight, who are shouting the loudest generally is the ones that, you know, the team taught me many years ago, which was truth, 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 lie stuck in the middle, truth, truth, truth. And it's very easy to get misled with some of that stuff. So, you know, Matthew, Susie, who channels from her son, the disclaimer, and that came out with the show announcement, the disclaimer on there is absolutely brilliant because it basically says if any of this doesn't resonate for you, discard it totally. And Bashar has always, you know, or Daryl has always said that same thing, who channels Bashar. And I believe that. And this, again, is dismantling that patriarchy that says you must believe this way.
To belong.
Yeah, to belong. There you go. To belong. Mm-hmm. Or you're doomed. You know, you're not going to get the truth. You're going to be doomed for one reason or another. And you know, which, again, we forget that our reality is a result of our thoughts and beliefs, choices, decisions, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. And it is projected out. And Deepak Chopra has, you know, said this forever, as has many different teachers. And that what is real is the emotion. The experience is really an illusion, and that's always tough for us to get. Anyway, I'm going to go into channel, and if you've got questions, Ronnie, will you just go ahead and ask?
Thank you.
Okay. Good night, everybody. Love you all.
See you later, Jackie.
All right, everyone. Welcome, welcome, Veronica. Welcome to all of you out there listening tonight.
And to you.
Oh, well, thank you. Well, thank you very much. Thank you. Now, all right. You are at such an interesting time right now, people. Such an interesting time. The truth, and because the channel didn't know why she was writing at the end of her notes, but we were prompting her. All right. The truth as you perceive it is going to change dramatically as these archetypes are shifting. And when we talk about truth, it's truth about everything. Because it is perceptual. Now you also tapped on into it, Veronica, with what you said about defenses, you see. Because as you become more empowered, as you no longer feel that there is this huge presence, this patriarchal / God archetype, controlling and dominating everything, and that threaded, if you'll pay attention, Veronica, through your conversation with the channel earlier as well.
Mm.
All right?
Mm-hmm.
Here's the thread, you see. As that breaks down, and it's already in process, your fears, your concerns are going to change because you're going to feel so much more empowered to make the shifts and changes that are necessary at this time. We want you to feel that way now. If you will. All right. Now you can listen to all the negative stuff out there, and certainly it'll convince you that you're in trouble and everything's in trouble and everything's bad and this and that. But hiding out, going into fear, isn't going to get you where you need to go. The first letter that was read about being in the cage. It's time for you all to step out of the cage now if you're still in there. On any level, you see. even those of you who think that you have it all together, there are still some areas, even if it's just anger or defensiveness, as you said, Veronica, it puts you out of power and back in this cage. The second letter from Dear Wendy, because she listened to what we said and tried something so incredibly easy and beautiful, calling in the energy of the goddess to have that relationship, all right? To be a lantern of the goddess's love. It's such an easy thing to do. To allow that love and light to flow through, out into the world. What did it do? It changed the adversarial positions between people, male, female. Into one of, because Wendy wasn't coming across as the female, she was coming across as the masculine. But when she brought through the divine feminine, the masculine, which is what you're all here to bring along, by the way, the masculine then came in. Without the edge, without the trouble, without the problem, you see. With their guard down. Now, this is going to bleed over into everything, not just personal interactions. Everything. The person you may be having an argument with on the phone, or somebody called you about a bill or this or that, dropping down into the feminine, into the love. Coming from heart. Now that's masculine or feminine. Speaking to each other through the heart. Not just the head. Because you don't have to be afraid. You do have the power. You don't have to explode. You don't have to throw your weight around, male or female. Because you see, none of you are really getting what it is you want. And what you all want is love. First, love. Freedom, equality. Empowerment. And joy. And remember, as you change, the outer is going to change. It'll be reflected in your world. Now, this is exciting stuff. Because it's not just you, and yet it is you. And each one of you listening tonight, we want to remind you that yes, you have impact. Yes, you're impacting the collective. Absolutely. So many of you taking on so much. Knowing that in your healing process, in your forgiving, in your changing, that it would have this greater impact. We've said this over and over. Look at you, Veronica, and everything you took on in this lifetime. Riding the edge even of insanity from what you had to endure. And that insanity was really your brilliance, but also your fragility, your beauty, your vulnerability of being in and on a very brutal planet. Compared to the energies that you carry. You understand?
Yes, I do.
All right. And the courage that it took for you to remain instead of leaving totally.
Mm-hmm.
Do you understand?
Yes.
All right.
Now, that is a choice we make, isn't it? More
yes,
than
it
once.
Is. Mm-hmm. Yes, it is. More than once.
Mm-hmm.
More than once.
Many, many of you listening are like that, too.
Absolutely.
Mm-hmm.
Many of you. Now, you've made it this far, people. This is it, all right? Now, a whole new world opens up before you. And you can make choices and decisions in an entirely different way. But we want you to be so conscious of this, of what's going on now. When you feel the confusion, when you feel the anger, as you bump up against these different issues, look at whether or not they're falling into, all right, this patriarchal archetype. Is this what I'm looking at? Is this what's coming at me? Is this what's triggering me? Is this what's making me angry? Now, coming at it with anger isn't going to solve it. How do you solve it, Veronica? How do you change the energy?
I'm not always sure. I think dropping into center, calling in your higher.
All right. Tapping into heart.
Yes.
Accessing your own divine feminine, divine masculine. Not the ones that have to win. Not the ones that have to be right. That's ego. Aspects of you that want change and healing. Healing. Even in the midst of someone who could really get you upset, it's a choice. And learning to speak from your heart, it's so easy for all of you to pop right out of the mind. But to drop everything down to heart and speak from heart to heart when you speak to anyone, especially those people. Now, we'd hope that you do with everyone, but or those situations that trigger you, because you can change them in a moment. You can change them in a moment. Now, you're already seeing it breaking down around you, but you're going to see more. You're going to see a lot more. A lot more. And you're going to find your own internal conflicts as they come up. Well, I want to go do this. And Veronica, you and the channel had this discussion earlier.
Mm.
I want to go hear this person speak. And this is where we want you to look at it when you go, or if you go, to see what archetype they're functioning in, what archetype they're coming through. Pay attention to that. It's going to tell you a lot.
But a lot of it is what we're feeling inside, right, to be able to perceive the kinds of energies that are being brought through.
Right. Well, not everyone can see the way that you can. So some people cannot see it. Others may have to feel it to intuit it. But always checking in. How does it feel? Not to your ego. How does it feel? Higher self, soul. We know many of you are still working with trying to connect and communicate with higher self. You know, have some real dialogue there. That doesn't make you less, by the way. We're just saying that if you don't have that, go Go to the feeling level. Go to the intuition level. How does it feel? How does it feel? So a whole new way is going to be born of discerning information and of the kinds of information that are going to come through. Because the dogmatic approach will break down as well. It will lose its attraction over time. Now, how have you encountered this in your dealings, Veronica, with your clients or your friends or whatever?
I get a lot of confusion. I'm not quite sure how to answer that right now, because what I'm kind of cogitating as you talk is how confusing it really is to try to learn what's going on. Well, let me see. To embrace a big shift in human consciousness on a collective level and also on an individual level.
That's
I find
right.
that so discombobulating.
It is. It is. But it's also wonderful and exciting.
It is, yes.
All right. And this is where we want to say to you, be gentle with yourselves, people. We don't expect anybody to get this perfect. You're not going to. All right? No matter how hard you've worked, how much you've learned, all of the courses and things that you've done and sessions and whatever, big changes now. Big. Big changes.
There's some grand, big challenges going on out there, aren't there?
On what level, Veronica?
I'm thinking on the collective level, on the dominance forces of whether it's political structures or I like to leave them nameless, the great oligarchy,
right.
My guides call them.
Okay, all right. Well, of course, when you have something like this happening on a planet where you have literally, all right, the blueprint changing, piece of the whole is the whole, right?
Right.
When that happens, aren't you going to have the last hurrahs?
Mm-hmm.
Of course you are. Of course you are. Aren't they going to fight to the end? Of course.
Yes, that's true.
All right? Struggling to maintain control as everything breaks down around them. Now, this should be exciting to all of you, because what this means, all right, is that this is part of the ascension process, the breaking down of the old way, the way that no longer works, no longer serves. But it's also going to require people for you to change your relationship with the masculine, including God. So again, we're going to say to you, if there are holdouts, if there are places with your child, your adolescent, your young adult, where you're still holding anger at God, this is the time to heal it. Healing old relationships with the masculine. Anywhere. Teachers, preachers, we don't care where. Husbands, fathers, brothers, whatever. Leaders, healing your relationship with the masculine at every opportunity.
So those are really, some of those are strings in our attachments to the patriarchy.
That's exactly right.
Mm.
That's exactly right. And for those of you who felt betrayed, abandoned, well, we can go on and on with this one. All right. By the masculine. Fathers, brothers, lovers, husbands, healing that now. Again, as you said, Veronica, strings. Strings.
Seems like there should be a huge morphing all of a sudden of it all, right?
Well, there is a morphing of it all. You may or may not be aware of it. You may be feeling it energetically. You may be feeling it experientially. You may be feeling it through confusion, anger, sudden change, maybe coming at you.
Mm-hmm.
coming out of you. You see? We want you to be aware so that as it happens, you understand it and can work with it more elegantly, more easily. We're not going to say to you it's going to be perfect and easy because that would be unfair. It may be uncomfortable. Some of you may feel it in your bodies.
Kind of a flow with chunks, right?
Yes, that's about it. Flow with chunks. Now, Veronica, you have a show.
Yes, I do. I have a paradigm shifter next week. Is a fellow named Robert K-U-L-L, I believe, and his book is called Solitude. And he took off for a whole year and did a thesis on being in solitude in a camp that just with him in Chile. And he's got a lot to say about tapping the inner and being in truth with oneself. And it's very, very interesting.
That sounds wonderful.
I think it's going to be quite interesting. That's Tuesday at 5 o'clock. And my call-in show, Radiance by Design, is Tuesday at 4 o'clock on wonderful BBS Radio. And we teach meditations, do energy, and talk to you. So thank you.
All right. Now, again, we would like to work with all of you tonight. If you are willing, again, we'll never say you have to. Now, when we say that, all you have to do is when you go to sleep tonight, say, dear team, please come in and work with me tonight. I give you permission. What we'd like to do is to help you along with this shift. Eliminate some of the chunks, right, as you call them, Veronica. Eliminate some of the chunks. To help it be a little easier, to help with some of your anger, whether you know you have it or not, that's all right. But to help you to be the bridges that you really are in all of this, so that you can help others, children, grandchildren, parents, friends, whoever, as they encounter some of this, you can help them by explaining enough as much as they're willing to understand and hear, to help them through this transition as well.
And I want to say thank you to you because I'm just recovering from an injury. And when I called you in at night, it really, I really felt it. I really knew your presence. Thank you.
Oh, we're so happy.
Helped so much.
Well, we love you, dear one. Mm-hmm. And we love all of you very much. You're all doing wonderful work. Wonderful work. We thank you for tuning in, whether you do it during the time of the airing of the show or through the archives. Know that you may do this regardless. Call us in. We love you, dear ones, very much. We're with you in more ways than you know, as we are with you, Veronica.
Thank you. And we love you. Thank you.
Is it time, dear?
Yes, it is. We've got a minute if you'd like to speak for a little longer.
All right, good. All right.
I was wondering how we look from where you're at. Do we look like we're getting brighter as a species?
Oh, yes. Oh, yes.
Like a little report card here.
More than you can imagine. More than you can imagine. Yeah. We're having an awful lot of fun on our side.
Wonderful, yeah.
And remember, this has never been done before, so believe us, we're having a lot of fun. As we're seeing all of these things happening, it's exciting for us to be able to report it to you and try to help you to understand it so that you can walk through it with greater ease. Now, we're not the only ones talking about these different things. You know, we talk about them our way from the way we perceive them. But there are others out there who are sharing wonderful information. Just remember that the fear information is not where you want to be, people. It's really difficult to balance masculine and feminine when you're in fear.
Mm.
All right? That's a distraction from where you're going. And the ego loves that. They grab a hold of that and run like crazy. So try to stay out of fear if you can. It is the best advice we can give you. It will slow down your growth, your process, and your evolution. And we know none of you want to do that. We love you, Veronica.
And we love you. Thank you.
To all of you, continue on with the beautiful work. It is our joy to work with you, always. And until we speak with you again in this format, everyone, namaste.
Namaste. Good night, Jackie. Good night, everyone.
Hi, this is Mara Comey, and I'm glad you're listening to BBSRadio.com.